blank, the land of shrub. Now, there was a lot of trees on the land, but we...
cleared.
All right.
A lot of land.
All right. Now, do you know anything about weed harvesting? Can you tell me anything about that? Because I don't know anything about that, and that was one of the questions.
Weed harvesting?
Yeah. What is the process? What do you do?
Well, you cut them up, mow them. Dig them up.
What? Do what? Dig what up?
The weeds.
No, I'm talking about wheat now. Wheat.
Wheat. Oh,
yeah,
I
sorry.
Thought
that's
you said
my,
weeds.
No, wheat.
Now,
wheat harvesting, that's what I was after.
Oh, you, you thrash the grain after it's harvested. Cut the grain. You cut.
All right, when you, let's go now, the whole process. Now, first of all, when is wheat ready? When's it ready to...
when it's ripe.
When, yeah, but when is it? What season?
In the summer.
All right. So you go out there.
And harvest, no, we cut the grain.
What do you use to cut
it? Use a mower, a harrow, not a harrow, but a blade. A lot of them used to cut it with a blade by hand. They had a long blade that they cut the wheat down and burned it up.
But they gave them blisters on their hand.
Yeah.
Well, now, what would you do after you cut it?
Thresh it.
Uh-huh. What kind you use to do that?
Oh, a threshing machine.
Uh-huh. Well, then what would happen?
Then you put it in sacks and bring it to the house after that. And you carry it to the mill and have flour made from it.
What do you call the, if you got grass or clover and you cut it one time and you cut it again, what do you call it second, what do you call it when you cut it the second time? You ever heard anything like that?
Recut is the only thing I know.
What is it?
I said recut it.
Well, I was after, you ever heard of rolling or aftermath, ladder math?
Well, but I never used it in that.
What, how have you used it? Can you remember how you'd use those terms?
No.
Okay, now, getting back to wheat again. If you put wheat out, before you put it down, well, how would you gather the wheat? What do you call the thing?
Shucks.
What is that?
It's bundles of wheat put together.
How many?
At a shuck.
How many make that?
Well, several. It takes several to make.
There's no
that.
Certain number or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call it? You said now there's several what to make up that?
Bundles.
What's another word for that? You call them?
Bales.
All right. Anything else? What is a sheaf?
Well, that's the same thing as a bundle.
Now, you said when you got several of them together, you called it a what?
Shuck.
And is another term for that? What if you got several of those together, what do you call it? Is any bigger term, or?
Bale.
You get several shocks together?
I don't.
All right. What I was asking, you ever heard of a cap of wheat? I never had. Now, are there any, during, when you harvest wheat, now, I guess a long time ago, as long as you can remember, I call it a long time ago, it's not that long. Were there any kind of, did y'all ever have a social gathering or anything during the wheat harvesting season? Did they ever, that you know of, any kind of a
no.
dance?
No, people just knew. I never did. In our community, we didn't. See, people went around with the, thrashing machine and thrash each, like they'd come to our house and thrash ours and then go on to the next house that had wheat and thrash it there.
One family or person owned the machine or something and he
uh-huh.
charged?
Yeah.
Well, I see.
So much wheat for